In a dusty attic in Oregon, an elderly woman opens a steamer trunk and retrieves a yellowed French identity card bearing the name Juliette Gervais. This simple act unlocks a profound history of heroism and heartbreak. The Nightingale illuminates the often overlooked female experience of World War II, not through battlefield glory, but through the quiet, desperate courage of ordinary women making extraordinary choices. Two sisters, shaped by childhood abandonment, respond to Nazi occupation in dramatically different ways. One seeks safety through compliance, while the other burns with resistance. Their divergent paths reveal a fundamental truth: courage wears many faces, and heroism often hides in the most unexpected places. What would you risk to save a stranger's child? How far would you go to protect your family? These questions haunt every page of this remarkable journey through occupied France, where survival itself becomes an act of rebellion. After their mother's death and Father Julian's emotional withdrawal following the Great War, the Rossignol sisters developed contrasting personalities. 8 years older, Vianne sought safety with her husband Antoine at their ancestral home in Caraveau. Meanwhile, Isabelle, abandoned at age 4 and expelled from numerous schools, developed a defiant spirit masking deep wounds. When war arrives in 1940, their different approaches emerge. Vianne believes in keeping her head down. "We cannot control what the Germans do. We can only control how we respond." Isabelle burns with righteous anger. "I don't understand how anyone can stand by while the Nazis invade our country." This fundamental difference, Vianne's desire to protect what remains versus Isabelle's need to fight what's wrong, forms the emotional backbone of their journey through occupied France. The German occupation transforms everyday life into impossible choices. Food markets empty, replaced by queues for meager rations, while the Loire Valley becomes a prison of checkpoints. For Vianne, occupation means Captain Beck billeted in her home, watching her every move. Her initial revulsion softens when Beck shows unexpected kindness, bringing food and delivering a letter from Antoine. This moral ambiguity forms the heart of Vianne's struggle. How do you maintain principles when fighting just to feed your family? When Beck requests a list of Jewish teachers at her school, she complies, believing it's merely administrative. Her horror upon discovering the list led to their dismissal, including her best friend Rachel, becomes her first awakening to the cost of compliance. "I gave him your name," she confesses, expecting hatred but finding forgiveness. "Everyone in town knows I'm a Jew, Vianne. The shame belongs to those who would make it a crime." As food grows scarcer and Nazi policies more brutal, Vianne makes increasingly difficult choices that erode her former self while revealing unexpected strength. While Vianne navigates accommodation, Isabelle finds purpose in active resistance. Her transformation from impulsive rebel to disciplined freedom fighter begins with small acts of defiance, drawing V for victory signs on Nazi propaganda and distributing anti-German leaflets. When she encounters a downed RAF pilot hiding near Paris, she makes a life-changing decision to help him despite the death sentence such an act carries. This moment transforms Isabelle into the Nightingale, a legendary figure who guides downed Allied airmen across the Pyrenees Mountains to safety in Spain. The physical journey mirrors her internal path toward purpose. "I've spent my whole life being empty," she realizes, "and now I'm full." Under the codename Juliette Gervais, she leads 87 men to freedom over 8 months, each successful crossing affirming her worth. When she meets Gaetan, a fellow resistance fighter, their connection transcends romance to become a partnership of shared purpose. Their love unfolds against a backdrop of danger, showing how war both destroys and intensifies human connections, creating bonds that can never be broken. Vianne's transformation from cautious survivor to active resistor centers on her commitment to protecting children. When her Jewish friend Rachel is deported, leaving her son Ari behind, she begs Vianne, "Take him, save him." This moment marks Vien's entry into resistance through hiding a Jewish child and teaching him to answer to a Christian name. Working with a children's relief organization, Vien creates false identity papers for Jewish children and finds them hiding places. You must make him forget who he is, Mother Superior advises about Ari. It is the only way to keep him safe. The novel portrays motherhood as both vulnerability and strength. Vien endures sexual assault by a Nazi officer to protect her children, including those she's hidden. When Sophie discovers this abuse, Vien explains, "Sometimes being a mother means doing terrible things to keep your children safe." This maternal courage, the willingness to sacrifice everything for a child's survival, stands as its own form of heroism, rarely celebrated in war narratives, but central to this story. Hannah unflinchingly depicts how women's bodies become battlegrounds during occupation. Food scarcity transforms physical existence into a daily struggle with chilblained feet and constant hunger. "I've forgotten what it feels like to be warm," Vien reflects during the brutal winter of 1940, when they burn furniture for heat. Sexual violence emerges as a weapon of war. When Von Richter replaces Captain Beck, Vien endures rape to protect her children. Her resulting pregnancy creates a painful dilemma about what to tell Antoine upon his return. For Isabel, bodily vulnerability becomes stark after her arrest. Stripped, beaten, and locked in a refrigerator by the Gestapo, she faces death through hypothermia. At Ravensbrück, her body wastes to 80 pounds, covered in lice and sores, the Nazi attempt to reduce humans to disposable flesh. Yet the body can also be a site of resistance and connection. When Antoine returns and accepts Vien's pregnancy as his own, it's a miracle. Their embrace represents healing through touch after years of trauma. At its heart, The Nightingale is about two sisters finding their way back to each other. Their mother's prediction, "You'll be best friends one day," seems impossible given their stark differences. Vien's cautious pragmatism versus Isabel's fiery idealism, one choosing safety while the other embraces danger. Yet war transforms them both. Vien discovers her own courage when circumstances demand it. From hiding Jewish children to protecting Sophie, she gradually embodies the same protective instinct that drives Isabel. Meanwhile, Isabel finds Vien's capacity for love and sacrifice mirrored in her resistance work. Their reconciliation comes too late for a shared future, but arrives when they need it most. As Isabel lies dying at Le Jardin, the sisters finally bridge the chasm between them. 50 years later, Vien travels to Paris to honor her sister's memory. In this final reconciliation, one sister present only in memory, one carrying that memory forward, we find the novel's most profound insight. Bonds of family, tested by fire but not consumed, remain our most enduring legacy. Their story shows that courage isn't fearlessness, it's acting despite fear. Sometimes, the greatest acts of heroism leave no monuments, only memories preserved by those who witnessed ordinary women doing extraordinary things in the darkest times.